This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, Mickey Murphy, a hard-living pain in the neck, an unsung hero of New York City. And she's watertight, but first, just as eyes were turning to the count of votes last Tuesday, Securities and Exchange Commission Chief Harvey Pitt slipped his resignation under the White House door. Now, Mr. Pitt had not been especially beloved either in Washington, D.C. or on Wall Street, following a series of devastating corporate and accounting scandals and the slide of the U.S. stock market. Mr. Pitt's departure may also take William Webster with him. Mr. Webster, the former FBI and CIA chief, was Mr. Pitt's choice to head the new Accounting Industry Oversight Board, but he's now facing growing concern about accounting irregularities at U.S. Technologies when he headed the auditing board there. Robert Herdman, the SEC accountant who vetted Mr. Webster for that new job, resigned yesterday afternoon. Our friend from the world of business, Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune magazine, joins us from New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And I guess we can't really talk about William Webster without, at least this week, first talking about Harvey Pitt. He made himself unpopular in a lot of different places, didn't he?
He was a disaster. There's a great sigh of relief on Wall Street, at the White House, and I might say on Main Street, among the tens of millions of investors who are hoping that the SEC can get its arms around the various corporate scandals. I think his heart was in the right place, but gaffe after gaffe after gaffe, you know, finally it was one gaffe too many.
What was Wall Street's problem with him?
Wall Street wants the markets to come back. And the way the markets are going to come back, at least in part, is if the man at the top of the SEC, or woman, because one of the proposed possible candidates to replace Mr. Pitt could be a woman, they just want to see a strong hand, somebody who clearly is in charge, knows what they're doing, and is giving the appearance that he's on top of things. And that's what Pitt consistently did not do.
Yeah, Joe, William Webster's called the first meeting of the new Auditing Oversight Committee for next week. Do you think he'll be there to pound the gavel?
No, I do not. You know, the central problem is that he was the chairman of an audit committee of a company, and they fired their auditors. And there's a huge dispute over why this took place. I mean, Webster said they fired the auditors because they were too slow and too expensive, but the auditors have actually released documents that seem to show that the auditors were telling the company that there were accounting problems. Now, how can you have the head of a new financial accounting board, which is supposed to crack down on auditors and on accounting in general and make the thing right again, if somebody has that in his track record?
The Bush administration obviously has a stronger hand after this week's elections than it did before. As a generalization, how is Wall Street hoping they will use that hand?
You can actually already see it a little bit. Wall Street, as recently as last week, was basically getting ready to accept a settlement, which you might call a global settlement, on how to fix the securities analyst problem, which they really didn't like at all. And if I may say so, I don't really think it's a very good idea what's on the table, which is a panel that'll kind of approve independent research that'll be funded by the big firms. And the firms would have to give this research out alongside their own research. And it just sounds like a giant mess. And my personal view is it's not going to help that much anyway, be that as it may. After Tuesday, after the election, immediately, Wall Street started lobbying and saying that this was too harsh and this was the wrong-headed way to go. And there's already talk that this settlement will be considerably watered down. So that's one thing Wall Street, I think, thinks they can get after Tuesday.
Joe, what are some of the names you hear being bruited about to replace Harvey Pitt and or William Webster?
You don't really hear any names bruited about to replace William Webster. I mean, the top candidate is still John Biggs, alternate candidate who was rejected by Harvey Pitt and who runs the TIAA CREF Teachers Pension Fund, which has been itself a strong proponent of corporate reform. As for the SEC itself, you do hear a lot of names. You hear Laura Unger, former SEC commissioner, once in a while. You hear Rudy Giuliani's name. You hear Gary Lynch, who used to be the SEC enforcement chief. I've even heard Stanley Sporkin's name. He was a judge and a former general counsel of the CIA. So there are a lot of names being thrown out on the SEC.
But an important ingredient is considered to be incorruptible integrity.
Absolutely.
Joe, this week the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates to 1.25%. That's the lowest in 40 years. How fragile is this economy right now?
They are doing it to try and shore up this economy, that's for sure. The reigning theory is that Greenspan now thinks that there's no hope for the rest of this year and even into the early part of next year, and that if he cuts rates, it'll shore up the stock market and the economy long enough until we can really start to see a good uptick.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune Magazine.